taken from the 23rd Psalm. As we continue our series on the great Psalm of the Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's ask God's blessing on the preaching of his word. Lord God, again we are faced here with this most familiar portion of Scripture. And yet, Heavenly Father, we know that there is a depth of truth and application there that we have not even yet begun to recognize. And so it is the nature of your word. For your word is filled with wisdom, for it is wisdom. Wisdom in its excellency and depth of understanding. And we, Heavenly Father, finite creatures as we are, we can only touch and taste, and even that with the power of the Holy Spirit that quickens us. So we ask, Lord God, that this morning you might indeed give us a taste of your word. In Jesus' name we ask it. We continue our journey as sheep with our Good Shepherd through the 23rd Psalm. This time as he leads us beside the still waters. As it is for most living creatures, water is probably the most important element, humanly speaking, for the sustainment of life. Any living thing in this created world requires water to live. It is extremely vital for the well-being of sheep. Again, we will see that the key to the sufficient supply for water for the sheep lies in the diligent care of the shepherd. As again, I remind you that that is our focus as we consider these messages in the 23rd Psalm. The focus on the great shepherd of the sheep. Let's first take an analogical look at the essential role of water in the body of the sheep. The body of an animal, such as a sheep, is composed of about 70% water. That's the makeup of the physical body of the animal. And this fluid, this water, maintains the body metabolism. And it is a portion of every single cell that is found in the body of the animal. We can see by this that it is the water that determines in a great and significant way the strength and the vitality of the sheep. Water is essential for its health and for its well-being. And those of you who care for animals, whether it's your family pet, a dog or a cat, can understand the significance of always needing fresh water for the sustainment of their animals. And of course the rancher knows that more than anyone, as he cares for whatever flock or livestock that he has. The shepherd knows this extremely well. Sheep know their need for water by the mere fact that they acquire thirst. As a matter of fact, we can all relate to that too. We know God has created our bodies in such a way that we know when we need water, but we become thirsty. And that's a sign to us that we need to replenish our water supply in our bodies when we are thirsty. Sheep know that their need for water by the fact that they thirst. Thirst is what indicates to the body that water is needed to be replenished. And what's important to understand is that source of replenishment comes from somewhere outside of ourselves. We do not find it within ourselves. The sheep does not find it within himself to replenish and to sustain the bodily fluids, but the source is from outside itself. Well, as the analogy goes, in the same way that the physical body has the capacity and the need for water, so does the human soul have the capacity and need for the water and the Spirit of God. The human soul has a thirst for spiritual fulfillment. Now, please don't misunderstand me when I say this. I am not saying that the natural man has a natural desire in and of himself for the things of God. As a matter of fact, his sin nature does not afford him the ability to do so. Scripture clearly teaches that there are none that seek after God, and that's because of our sin. But what I'm saying is, because we are created in the image of God with an eternal soul, there is a real need for spiritual fulfillment, whether we intellectually in our minds recognize it or not. And just like the restless sheep who, because of its thirst, sets out to satisfy it, man also seeks to satisfy and to fulfill his. St. Augustine, one of the early church fathers, quoted saying, "O God, thou hast made us for thyself, and our souls are restless, searching till we find our rest in thee." Now, the sheep, as I mentioned in the past, sheep thrive very well in dry, semi-arid regions of the world. But even so, even in this type of a dry climate, they would not be able to find, and because they live in a dry and semi-arid land, sheep will not be able to find that source of water without the leading and the providing of the shepherd. If they don't follow their shepherd to clean, pure source of water, they often end up drinking dirty, polluted water from potholes and other sources, and they will not find satisfaction. The souls of men can only be satisfied when drawn upon the pure source of fulfillment from God the Shepherd himself. As a matter of fact, Jesus says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And he also says, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And again, the language here is not of the physical water, but talking about the desire of the soul, the need, the capacity of the soul to be filled spiritually, to hunger and thirst, and to be filled simply means to receive, to acknowledge, to embrace, to believe on the Lord. The sheep that drink from sources other than the clean, pure sources that the shepherd provides, they are not only unsatisfied, but when they do this, they expose themselves to the danger of diseases from parasites, such as nematodes and liver flukes. These are the type of parasites that ail the sheep from drinking contaminated water. When man neglects the things of God, the things that the good shepherd provides, and when man neglects God himself altogether and seeks fulfillment from the world's sources, he will never, never be satisfied. But instead, he exposes himself to the dangers of sin. He finds himself in the midst of miserable consequences of his own wrong choices and inclinations, and then ultimately faces death itself. Look at the world around us. Man pursues all and anything that the world has to offer in order to satisfy his thirst. And I'm sure that we here can relate to that very personally. And although that sometimes we seem to fill our wants and desires for a time, we are left as empty vessels, stained, cracked, and sometimes completely broken. Jeremiah, the second chapter, quotes, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, to you for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." And isn't this a compelling picture of broken lives, shattered hopes, barren souls? And then we see it all around us. We live amongst them. And again, I say that some of us can even relate to that very thing. The second thing I want to consider in this idea is that the path that leads to Christ and true fulfillment is not always an easy one. Matter of fact, sometimes God leads us through dark and rough, dangerous places. Sometimes the clean and pure sources of water are not so easily accessible to the sheep. Over high rocks, down steep embankments, it requires diligent work and gentle care on the part of the shepherd to get the sheep to the source. As a matter of fact, sometimes the spring or well is so deep that the shepherd laboriously draws the water up so that the sheep can drink, because the sheep cannot even be brought to the source itself. Well, God sometimes leads us, or maybe I shouldn't say sometimes, maybe most of the time, leads us in trying situations, difficulties in our lives, in order to be blessed, in order to gain a blessing from him, in order to be fed and to be fulfilled. Obstacles before us as high rocks, with no way around them or over them. Difficult situations such as the steep embankments, feeling like we're ready to fall any time. With God's blessing so far out of reach, sometimes we feel the situation to be hopeless. Again, most of us here can relate to that situation. So then we're reminded to trust completely on the Lord. Again, the focus of the sheep are on the shepherd. For he is our shepherd, and only he can satisfy our thirst. As we read the words in the psalm, that he leads me by the still waters, what comes to mind usually in my mind, and I'm sure in yours, is a quiet, serene lake or pond where the water is calm and still, clean and pure, like a mountain lake, an alpine lake somewhere, so serene and quiet and beautiful. This is what I picture when I read this, leading beside the still water. And this certainly is a right indication of it. But the psalmist, having been a shepherd all his early life, knew of another source, water, that we do not always think of. And that source is even more still than the calm and serene mountain lake. He knew of the calm and still dew that saturates the grass in the early hours of the morning. The clean, pure moisture that hangs as silver droplets on the leaves and grass in the early morning light. This is the still water that I think the psalmist had in mind when he wrote this. As sprinkled there by angels from heaven above, and the sheep rise up early, as sheep do, and they feast on this forage that contains enough water to sustain them all day long. They have this source of water without drinking, but simply eating as the grass and the leaves contain this heavy moisture of dew of the early mornings. Matter of fact, if you turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy 32 gives us this picture from God. Chapter 32. Give ear, O heavens, and let me speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as rain, my speech distill as dew, as the droplets on the fresh grass, and as the showers on the earth. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribing greatness to our God. Christians, do you rise up early and drink of the word of life? Do you seek to be sustained each day in the power and the leading of the Lord, your shepherd? An animal will die of thirst lying right next to a closed container of water because he can't open and drink. Do you lie in bed with your Bible closed on the shelf? People of God, we need to open it and drink of the words of life. Rise up, O people of God, and be filled with living water, as found right here in God's revelation to us. May our prayer and desire this morning be to seek our fulfillment where it can only be found, where it can only be satisfied. And that is in the Lord as our shepherd, for indeed he will lead us beside still waters. God, we do pray to you, and we confess to you our failures in being led. We are a stubborn lot, and our desires take us to places where we should not go. Lead us, O Shepherd. May we follow as sheep. May you call out and may we know your voice, Heavenly Father, so that we might be led to the place where we will be filled with the words of life. I pray in Jesus' name.